Been away for a couple of weeks. My thanks to the team, and Tracy Murphy in particular, for holding the fort here on Kerry today. Lots to look at, lots to happen. And I left the weekend before Kerry were due to play Mayo in the All-Ireland Football quarterfinal. Came through that one, and I arrived back into the programme this morning when we're looking back at a day of days yesterday. Kerry against Dublin in the All-Ireland Football semi-final, and what a glorious day it was. The sun was shining. What a match for the ages as well. One of the best games of the year, if not the best game of the year, or of many years. If you have your view and your opinion on what happened yesterday, there was so much to talk about, so much to be happy about for Kerry fans, so many different dramatic twists and turns in the game, controversies aplenty, and what a free kick at the very end of it by Shawnee O'Shea, the Kenmare man, stepping up 55 metres out into the wind, into the hill, with it all on the line, trying to prevent it going to extra time when, let's face it, anything could have happened. Given that day and given the way the game had gone, lots of people talking about Stephen Cluxton and 2011. I was in Croke Park that day when he put over that free and sparked off the Dublin revival, won the All-Ireland, and it led to many, many more, including a 6 in a row. Kerry hadn't beaten Dublin in 13 years until that free sailed over the bar, and what a free it was. As I said, if you have any views for us on that, get in touch with us on the show on 0667123666. We'll be talking in detail about it, going through the game, going through the different controversies and the different moments in it in a moment. And we're going to look back at some of the highlights of that game. First, though, we're going to go to two priests who had a key role, we believe, in all of this. We have Father Amos Rutu of Our Lady in St. Brendan's Church in Tralee, and Father Padraic Walsh as well. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. Father Padraic, tell me first of all, listen, you said Mass yesterday. Were you confident? And how many prayers do you think were said as Shawnee Shea lined up that free in Kerry yesterday?
I say how there is, heaven was bombarded with novenas, candles, and every sort of prayer that was going in County Kerry yesterday afternoon. Yeah, it was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. So, yeah, delighted.
And Father Amos, you were at the game, were you?
Yes, I was at the game.
What did you make of it?
It was really a great day for me. It was my first time to be in Croke Park watching a match between Kerry and Dublin. So I really enjoyed. Although at the beginning we were almost certain that we are going to come out. Then things changed, and you know, the situation became tensed. Everybody was just holding his or her breath, and especially when the free kick was being taken. But lucky enough, you know, Sean was able to give us the final score.
It wasn't your first Kerry game, was it?
It wasn't the first. Okay, it was the first in Croke Park. But I've been able to attend about four matches between Kerry and other teams.
Sure.
And
okay.
Yeah. And
league
and
matches and other things like that.
The league matches here in Tralee and also in Killarney. And
yes.
It has always gone on.
So you've never seen Kerry lose.
I think I've been very lucky, because all the matches that I've attended, Kerry has always come with a win.
Yeah, incredible. We're going to call you a good luck charm. Father Padraic, is it all down to Father Amos, do you think? Or at least a little bit down to Father Amos? He's a good luck charm for Kerry.
That's what I did yesterday morning. Said, I suppose people felt sorry from the people going to Mass. I said, we thought you'd been Dublin this morning. He said, no. I said, Amos has gone to Dublin today. I said, he's never seen Kerry lose yet, so I think he's going to be a lucky omen. And when the ball went over the bar, I said, good man, Amos, you're done with it again. But he rang me up for the match, and I said, what a day you chose to be in Croke Park. He said, my legs are shaking, he said.
Yeah, my God almighty.
Yeah,
the Yeah, it's a real the atmosphere. Like Fotheringham is what? Yeah, sorry, Fotheringham, go on.
I just think for the I suppose here in Tralee, just being so proud of the lads. I was with David Moreland Friday. His sister got married, and Joe O'Connor is a parishioner here and from the town, and Jamie O'Connor. And some of those young lads have been minors and represented Kerry so well. I mean, they've been at, I suppose, disappointing days, but to be at the end of an epic encounter, I've been so proud of them and so proud of their families and so proud of their clubs. And look, there's a great day ahead of them again, the All Ireland. So we wish them all the best of that day as well.
Yeah. There certainly is. Father Amos, listen, have you ever seen the atmosphere of anything that you saw yesterday in Croke Park? 74,000 people almost, the sun shining and an amazing game.
For me, that is a day to remember, because I've never been to such a crowded football match. It is an experience that it will remain with me for quite a long, long time.
Yeah, I can imagine it. Well, listen, Father, is there bad news here for you in that Father Amos is going to have to go to the final as well?
Well, I suppose it doesn't have to be one or the other. So I'd be pushed out to Felix Montalic, maybe Liverpool both to go and both experience the winning Kerry team in Croke Park.
There you go. That's the answer if we can get the tickets. And I can imagine the scramble for the tickets has started already. Incredible. Mag from Tralee gets in touch. She says she never left the rosary beads out of her hands yesterday during the game. Worth it all up Kerry.
Yeah.
Brilliant
well,
stuff. So that's
for another 2 weeks, I hope. Yeah.
Well, keep them in your hand for another 2 weeks, and we will hope and we will pray, for sure.
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. What a day and what a performance by Kerry yesterday. Incredible. A listener, Sean in Ballyhike, says, tell that priest I can get him a ticket for the final. We need that man to be there, says Sean in Ballyhike. So there you go. Father Amos, you're certain of a ticket, hopefully. Anyway, with people looking for the divine inspiration against Galway in 2 weeks' time. Brilliant stuff. Well, listen, fair play, lads. Thanks a million for talking to me in the programme about that this morning.
Thank you for having us,
Father Jerry. Great stuff, no problem. And thanks for going along, Father Amos Ruto there, and Father Patrick Walsh from Our Lady in St. Brendan's in Tralee. And incredible stuff there. And what a day, what a performance. And it is just unbelievable stuff, I suppose. If you have your view on the game, how it went, different things like that, then do get in touch with us on the show.